Union University presents Faculty Focus, a series of podcasts illuminating the benefits of academic research leave. Faculty members at Union are awarded research leaves that vary in length from a semester to a full academic year. These concentrated studies frequently result in new publications and updated material for classroom teaching, but each experience is unique. Join us now as we document and showcase another research leave experience at Union University.
This is Mark Kaler. Welcome to another edition of Faculty Focus. Today we have with us Jan Wilms, who is the department chair and professor of computer science here at Union University. Dr. Wilms, we're so pleased to have you here and
Thank
to
you.
Talk a little bit about your faculty research leave. Let's start with the very basics. What did you do and how did you do it?
My goal for the research leave, which was back in 2005, was twofold. One was to give me the time to write a manual for a lab-based manual for networking that I would use in my class with the hope that that might turn into a book perhaps. And the second goal was for an opportunity to do some overseas teaching.
Okay. Let's talk first of all about the lab manual.
Mm-hmm.
Why was there a need for that?
The available materials that are out there for lab-based manuals are either associated with a particular text or they are closed source. So my goal was to do a Linux-based networking manual. Linux is open source, combined with VMware. You can set up a lab in any room, basically. You don't have to have sophisticated equipment. And being open source, it means that the students would have access to the code itself. And in my research, there isn't any text like that at all available.
And it's pretty difficult, I would think, to do this and have a full class load. And
Exactly. So I wasn't really looking, like some other applicants for these sabbaticals, to be able to go to Oxford, England, because there's a specific library there. I just needed to have quiet time. I have all the resources that I need. I just needed to have an opportunity to devote myself exclusively to that.
And is this something that you had done before? Had you had a faculty research leave prior to this?
No, this was the first time. I came to Union as an ABD, and so I was still working my dissertation research. And it's a good thing my sons weren't born at the time, because it was basically like having two full-time jobs, trying to do full-time teaching and then being disciplined enough and dedicated enough to devote pretty much all the rest of your time on doing research. And it was very hard to do. Like I said, if my sons would have been born at the time, I might not have finished because I had to be disciplined enough to get here at 6 o'clock knowing there wouldn't be any distractions at the time. This was a time where I needed internet access back in the early 90s when that was not so commonly available, and I had to come to campus to do this. But I was also in my early years of teaching with lots of demands there in learning new material, and so it was really a struggle to finish that. It took me another 3 years to finally finish, and boy, was I glad when that was over. That didn't mean I wanted to quit doing research and writing like that. It's just that it became difficult to do that with all the teaching demands. And these were the days when we had much heavier loads than we currently have.
Mm-hmm. But in this case, you were able to focus exclusively on the manual.
That is correct. I only very occasionally came to campus. I still had obviously a connection with the campus through email and phones if necessary. The challenge for me a little bit was that I was also department chair, and so there is still some department responsibilities that occur even when I'm gone. So we had a acting chair, in a sense. One of my colleagues stepped in, but there are still times that very occasionally I had to be involved. But most of the time, not having any teaching responsibilities, I was able to pretty much morning till late afternoon dedicate myself to doing the research and the writing.
And what stage is that completed now?
The lab manual is finished and actually has been used in the classroom. The second goal of being able to find a publisher for that, unless you use one of those self-publishing or vanity presses, has proven to be a real challenge. And the reason for that is, I learned after the fact, that most of the textbook vendors that would be interested in a lab manual like that would like the lab manual to be not standalone, but to be written in conjunction with a theory text, so that if you just study a particular thing in chapter one, that there would be a matching lab. And I've seen lab manuals like that. They're more window-centric. So it's not meant to be used exclusively in a semester. And I had more as a goal for the lab manual to be the course. And So I wasn't able to find, until now, still a textbook publisher that thought that there was going to be a market for this.
Now, the second part of your experience involved some travel. Talk about that.
Yes, my heritage, I'm from Belgium originally, and my wife's from Thailand. And so I wanted to have an opportunity one time to do some teaching over there myself. My background before computer science was English, and so I have an ESL background. And they're looking for teachers over there. And this would give my family an experience to live there for a semester. And I almost didn't need a sabbatical for that because their academic year and their school year starts in June. So just as schools are finishing over here, we went over there and the boys went straight back to school over there, basically sacrificed their summer break. And the challenge for them was that it was all in Thai and they didn't know how to read and write that and only spoke it moderately. But that was exactly the purpose, to have that immersion experience. And I was teaching English in one computer class at a university there. And so that was fine until late August. And if it wasn't for the sabbatical, I would have to kind of leave mid-year over there. But so the first month of my sabbatical, I was able to stay over there. And I was only teaching two classes, so they were really not all that time-consuming and was able to do a lot of my research even while I was over there. Because the benefit of my research was that I had my materials with me. I didn't really have to have access to a giant library or anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, your sons, mm-hmm. how did they react to that experience? I would think initially that might have been pretty difficult.
I think it was a challenge, but they were only finishing second grade, entering third grade, and I think this was the right time to do it. When you're that young, I think language comes a lot easier than when you're our age. And so they not only picked up a lot of language, but a lot of culture, were able to get closer to their grandparents. And me, myself, too, I picked up a lot of the language while I was there. Not as much as they. They're much quicker than I am. But I benefited from the immersion experience also. And I would think I brought something. In a sense, it was almost, I looked at it as a little bit of a mission opportunity because I was teaching at a school over there at a university. And this gave me unique access to some of the students. And in fact, I was working with a guy that basically settled over there. He's a missionary over there. One class was English, one class was computer science, equivalent to a class that we teach over here. The challenge, of course, in Thailand is that unlike their neighboring countries, most people there have trouble with English. They're not fluent in English. And so there weren't many opportunities to actually teach high-level computer classes if I was going to do it in English. But I did have an opportunity to teach a computer class in addition to an English class.
Terrific. Let's move on to the overall benefits. This was several years ago, mm-hmm. and I'm wondering how the benefits kind of compound, like interest maybe would in a bank mm-hmm. account over time. Can you talk a little bit about that?
The manual is finished. The manual has been used in the classroom. One of the challenges in my discipline in general is that it advances so quickly. And so, in a sense, the lab manual is already out of date, needs to be updated, and maybe this is begging for just another sabbatical. But I can do it piecewise now. That is, the groundwork has been laid, and I don't necessarily have to start from scratch. I can take a particular chapter, and even with a full-time teaching load, gradually continue updating that and field tested in the classroom. So I think that without the sabbatical, I wouldn't have had that starting point. Now that that's there, I'm able to piggyback on that and just keep on tinkering with that. And I haven't given up on the goal of it sometimes publishing that, but I'm just finding it difficult with the current markets.
Yeah. Now, there are bound to be people listening to this today who are maybe thinking about taking this step. And I would think initially there might be a little bit of apprehension. You're stepping out of the routine, the comfort zone, so to speak. What would you say to folks who are faculty members thinking about perhaps making this choice?
Well, mine have been unique for perhaps two reasons. Unless they're planning to go overseas the way I did, that's an extra level of apprehension, I guess. Just like that might have been a challenge to my sons, it was a little bit of a challenge to me. And we've had some faculty on sabbaticals go abroad, say, to Oxford, England, but it's not the same thing if you get this immersion experience in a different culture. That is something that is difficult to prepare for. I know another faculty member in my department who's interested in doing something like that and is trying to find a way to make this possible. And he's been going several summers already to teach at a university that we have a partnership with in China, right close to the Korean border, and it's a Christian school, and so he sees that purely as a mission opportunity. And so there is that challenge. If you're going to go overseas like that to a different culture, it's hard to prepare for that exactly.
You spend some amount of time figuring out how you would do it.
That is correct. And my application actually took two attempts. The first time was not successful, and they gave me some very good suggestions on how to rewrite the application and rethink part of the application so that it was more acceptable. And I was more successful the second time around and got it accepted.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this wraps up another edition of Faculty Focus. With us today, Dr. Jan Wilms, who is the chair of the Computer Science Department here at Union University. You spend some amount of time figuring out how you would do it.
That is correct. And my application actually took two attempts. The first time was not successful, and they gave me some very good suggestions on how to rewrite the application and rethink part of the application so that it was more acceptable. And I was more successful the second time around and got it accepted.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this wraps up another edition of Faculty Focus. With us today, Dr. Jan Wilms, who is the chair of the Computer Science Department here at Union University.
You've been listening to Faculty Focus, a production of Union University in Jackson, Tennessee. Union integrates top-tier academics with Christ-centered learning in more than 100 fields of study. Union University, excellence-driven, Christ-centered, people-focused, future-directed.